We are now joined here for our post-game coaches conversation with head coach Bill Bierman, as always sponsored by Edward Jones Financial Advisor Chris Yost. Boy, Bill, talk about a tale of, I don't want to say two halves, but almost of one quarter compared to two, because the first quarter, you could see a lot of pregame jitters, a lot of antsiness, not being able to just even make a simple catch or even dribble the ball. But boy, once things got rolling in the second quarter, that snowball was hard to stop for Ellsworth.
Yeah, I agree. Everybody's asking me after the game, what'd you tell them at halftime? I just said, calm down. Like, you're right. I don't know. I wouldn't have thought that tonight. I wouldn't have thought we'd have came out nervous, edgy. I don't know. Right? We were just
– give credit. Ellsworth had a great crowd and a pretty hostile
environment.
They did,
and it's a great – they're at home, and we're getting off the bus, and Marie's throwing up on the way here on the bus.
Oh, good Lord.
Poor girl doesn't look herself and everything. But, but at the end of the day, I talked about mentally, right? I mm-hmm. thought the mental yep. side of the game was going to be big for us tonight. Early in that first half, we probably could have folded. Not folded. We wouldn't have folded, but it could have got away from it a little bit, us, because we just weren't playing very good. Lots of silly turnovers that we haven't really been – you haven't seen us doing that. And I just think it was nerves and some other things, but got sped up mentally too there. Once we calmed down – but our defense – honestly, our defense was probably pretty good all night long. We knew they could shoot. You saw that tonight. Certainly, I think some of the shots they missed were a byproduct of getting wore down and frustrated with the 1-3-1. And finally, I get a chance, I got to crank it up, and maybe it wasn't the best shot. But I'm proud of the girls. Super proud of them. I thought they did great.
What happened in the second half, particularly like the third quarter, especially defensively? Because it looked like you ran the defense early in the first half, and they were kind of making their way around and able to drive. But in the third quarter, they could not get around anybody, and they were throwing the ball away, and that led to easy buckets on the other end for Marie and Libby and McKenna at
Absolutely.
Times.
Well, honestly, Hope got a couple steals in the first half.
And right, and couldn't
some
finish.
Layups,
but yes.
Or couldn't finish on that. We just made a couple of little tweaks. I didn't even really talk. Like I said, the main focus of halftime was calm down. We talked a little bit. We focused on, hey, because you guys aren't doing your jobs at time. That was a comment I made. And like our 21, you're forgetting your assignment. You're not where you should be on every pass. And I think we did much better with that. They would catch the ball, and two black defenders were right there. Like, and I think over time, once we got a couple steals and layups, then you saw that, oh, my goodness, what are we going to do, set in a little bit. And that kind of just, you know, rolled downhill on them a little bit. But.
Boy, I tell you, I don't like to talk about the same player all the time, but how could you not talk about the play of McKenna Schick down the stretch of this season and how good she has been? At Holcomb, she was big with a career high, and tonight her first double figure performance of 14 points. They call that wiry, I believe. Not real big looking, but strong inside. Boy, she muscled up some tough shots tonight.
Well, she did, and with Libby getting some foul troubles too, we needed her minutes were more tonight, and she made some big plays when we needed them. She was great tonight. She certainly is getting more confident. The girls believe in her, and she's starting to find her in the groove. I thought, even though I don't know that the stats are that there, I thought Al played a great floor game. Two's a really good player. She defended her for the most part pretty well. Certainly got us set up and did what she needed to do from a floor general perspective. I thought she played good, even though maybe her stats aren't very good. I don't know. She couldn't shoot it like she did the other day, but I thought she overall played good. Lauren played another solid game. Hope played good. I mean, it was a great team effort. We weren't very good offensively for a big part of this game.
You know what? You made me feel bad because I thought you were going to come over and say, you know, Ross, I'm never going to tell you anything good again, because we were talking about how, you know, the offense didn't look so clunky, and then it came out in the first half and it looked clunky again.
Well, we were just I don't know why we were so ramped up. I mean, they're ramped up because they want to play well, but you got to learn to calm that a little bit. But honestly, I say our offense wasn't very good. That's a good defensive team for the most part. Tribute to them. What we did do good once we got out of the first quarter, I thought we flipped it side to side and turned it over a little bit more, ran some clock a little bit more, and then we got some good looks once we learned to just be patient and stuff. So. And now we get a rematch with Colby.
Yeah. Got stronger with the basketball, I think, was big, you know, because they're really good when you do that 1-4 high throw to the post and they turn around, face the bucket, they come around, they poke it out from behind. Girls got stronger with the ball.
We had a couple, like in the first quarter, again, not to beat that to death, but how many just turnovers did we have where it looked like we're just learning to catch, like we're back in the fourth grade, like we've never caught the ball
before. It was
before,
junior high basketball,
right?
Again.
I was like, what is this? This is back to, like, early December. Who are we right now? But once we what was a benefit to us is our defense kind of kept us around, kept us in it until we could come out in the second half and get some things going.
Bill Bierman joining us for the postgame coaches conversation. The Cowgirls win on the road here at Ellsworth, 45-26. A couple more for you. I have to ask this question because it was running through my mind. Now, we're talking about no shot clock here in the postseason. And you, and as a coach, I'm sure you have two completely opposite thoughts. When you have the lead, you love it and it's okay. When you don't have the lead, you absolutely hate it. Because you can get out here, and you guys at times did this, but as a coach, how do you handle that? You know, when you have the lead and you're up here and you know there's not a shot clock and you're running, you're just kind of passing the ball up top. But it feels like as if, you know, you're like, okay, we're going to run this for maybe 30 seconds, 35 seconds, and then we're going to get into our offense and try and do something.
Well, two times down the floor, I felt like, all right, before that, I kind of feel like we're getting kind of sped up again. I need to calm them down. So our fist is our stall game. And I wasn't ready to run it forever. I just needed us to come down, run some clock, and to kind of calm down a little bit. And then you saw us jump back into offense real quick. We got a great look finally with Hope off what we call the curl, and she got one finally. And then another possession, I thought we did a really good a job of stalling for a little bit, but then let's get into office. That was around the 3-4 minute mark when we can't just stall out the rest of the way. But once we got under three and we were up 16, it's like, although nervous, because what were, I don't even want to ask you what we were from the free throw line tonight.
10-23.
Yeah, that was brutal. If we're going to even have a chance against Colby, we got to do better there. But they did good tonight.
You mentioned Colby. That's the next game, and you'll meet him for fourth time?
Not as many as the guys. But
pretty close.
Yep.
Don't you have to feel like you have a little bit more, the most confidence you've had going into a Colby game this season based upon how the team has played the last few weeks?
I think so, absolutely. I think the girls feel like that they can beat them. And at the same time, I say that they know it will be a challenge. Colby's outstanding. Coach Walker's great. It'll take a valiant, great effort on our part. But as far as believing we can do it, I think they know that. You know, we played them pretty good the last time we played them. 4-point game, minute and a half left, had the ball, almost get it to two, but then – Flanagan with the three, yep, brought it to seven. So that was ball game right there, kind of in that possession. So I know they think they're close, and I certainly, like you, feel like we've gotten better since that date. I think we made improvement the first two times to the third time, and I think we've made strides since then. It's going to take – we talked about how our best effort was down at Holcomb for the year, best four quarters, combined four quarters of basketball. It's got to take that and probably then some. Because they're really hungry and they're really good.
Bill, thank you for the time. Congratulations. We'll see you Saturday.
All right.